Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. So I was going to start the show with giving you the three careers I could have done, and then Ron's walked me right into it. He came in, sat down, he goes, I wish I could be a tow truck driver. And I'm like, this is great.
But not just any.
I want to be the truck tow truck driver.
Yeah.
The big tow truck that tows the trucks.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to mess with cars.
No.
No.
And is it weird that I kind of want to stay, not with anybody else, by myself, I kind of want to stay in one of the semi cabins? Like, the, you know how the trucks, they have
the Airbnbs.
Yeah.
What do you mean with no one else?
Well, because I don't want to be with a truck driver. I want to be by myself.
Well, you might be in a couple, driving
Well, okay, that could be a thing.
Right. But I
want my own space with the fridge, and then they cook in there. And...
Okay. $200,000 a year. Andrew's your partner.
Long road there, partner.
Absolutely not.
No.
Overnight haul.
I don't even think I'd take 200 for a month.
It's you, me, in the darkness, buddy.
No.
It's you, me, in a long stretch of no streetlights.
Do you remember when there was like the really bad ice pileup and people were trapped on the street in like Pennsylvania or something for like a week?
Yeah.
And we talked to the truck driver who was like stuck out there. And he was describing, like, he felt bad because everybody else was, like, in their cars,
he
like,
had a
barely
nice
surviving.
Setup.
And he's like, I'm warm. I've been watching TV. I can charge my phone. I was playing PlayStation earlier.
Oh, man.
I'm doing fine.
I was doing lives for a trucking company over on the east side probably 7-8 years ago. And this older female driver in her mid to late 60s took me for a ride in her rig. And they call it having a hood. So you picture a big rig. You got the kind that are rounded. Then you got the big, long hoods. And those are bigger, fancier trucks. And you have to earn your bones. And she had a hood. And she's like, I never thought I'd have a hood. And we went driving around for a while. And it was like a super nice apartment. And she had a little tiny dog who had only been outside like 3 times in its life. It has a little wee pad, you know. And it was just so interesting, like driving around hearing about her life.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was very cozy. Like
that's what I'm talking about.
Super cozy.
Right? That's what I'm wanting.
I'm picturing like if Ronge and Andrew did this, I'm picturing like Harry and Lloyd and Dumb and Dumber singing Mockingbird.
No, stop with Andrew. Andrew's not part of this.
Yeah, he's being such a baby. We'd be fine.
This is okay.
It'd be a buddy movie. Come on.
We're not fine in the office for 45 minutes.
We'd be fine. He's my best friend, Amy, and I'm his.
I hate your friendship.
Stop trying to glom onto my thing.
This is my thing.
This is not yours.
I'm his best friend, and he would love to have me,
Andrew,
in the car or whatever.
He told me there's no positive glomming.
Yeah,
you can't
glom in a positive way. I want my own truck, my own cabin.
See, this is the thing. We are equal partners, and you consider this a glom. That's why I'm upset. We are equal partners in this trucking company that we have purchased together.
$200,000 never looked like less money.
What did I tell you?
Yeah.
And you're calling me a glommer.
You're glomming. You're not part of this.
I own 50% of this company, Chris.
This is my fantasy, not yours.
Well, I'm in it now.
Get out of it.
You can't glom
I've been welcomed
into
it.
No. You're not invited.
He's done it somehow.
Yeah.
Now he's in mine. I wasn't even a part of it. Now I'm in a fantasy where these two are long-haul truckers.
I cook, you do the dishes.
Like fighting like this on the road, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
That's definitely a TV show.
I cannot think of anything worse.
Reality show. Put cameras in there, you should do it.
What if Amy was your third?
That's sweetening the deal.
I would jump out of that track.
I just don't think you like
being with... You would have to. I'd be tumbleweeding you on the... Just open the door and watch Amy roll.
I just don't think you like driving in cars with people. Because you've said this about Wheeler, too. You're like, I'd rather die than go to Chicago with Kevin.
Yeah, he's not even...
Okay. So we're getting down to it. It's just everyone else.
All right. Kevin would roll like a tumbleweed.
Would you go on that one?
Dave would be... Yes.
Okay, so Dave passes. Rachel passes. Yeah, it's just the rest of us.
Okay, who in this room would go on a 5-hour road trip with Kevin? Nobody's taken?
No. Kevin is lovely to be in a car with.
No, I'm not.
For five hours?
As a passenger, not as a driver. I'd be scared to drive.
Oh, that's true. As a passenger, I'm fine.
As
when
a passenger,
I'm driving,
he was lovely. He said a couple of insane things that I still think about all the time.
Mike?
Like he said that he has full spatial awareness of all the threats from other cars around him.
I play video game.
That before too.
Yeah, yeah, I play it like a video game. Yeah, I'm always looking for space.
Like game 360.
No, like I know, like okay, I just passed that guy, so I'm good on the right, and then there's a space up here on the left that I could use if I need to move. Like yeah,
do you know who he
I
sounds like?
I play a
like?
Game like that.
I don't know
Mac
how many
from Sunny. Yes, yeah, ocular pat down. He was he's doing an ocular pat down on all the other cars, and I'm incapable of getting behind the wheel of a car without thinking of that. And it's been 2 years since this happened.
What was the other one?
It was mostly just that.
It was mostly that, yeah.
How did it come up?
I don't remember. We just drive it, and I'm like,
we're just driving, and he's like, you know what's important when you're driving?
I was probably like, just, you know,
have full and total
getting to know
awareness.
Andrew, you
is
know?
Is he a talker?
And I'm like, there's a spider in my hair right now, Kevin. I don't have spatial awareness for the cars. Is he a talker?
I mean, some people are situational talkers.
No. I mean, like, I talk all the
time. No, he talked nonsense, which is fine. I mean, I don't mind my buddy talking.
Well, I mean, Andrew's a talker, too, so it was a good match.
I don't mind my buddy talking, but he did. Yeah, we did talk the whole
time. I would give Kevin a ride to work. Oh, 5 hours?
Come on, man.
That's a...
You know what your trick
that's
is?
That's a long time.
Here's your trick. Do what my wife does. You just take a nap, then I can't bother you.
I've never taken... Yeah, take a nap driving.
No. You be the passenger.
I've never been on a 5-hour car ride with somebody and didn't have a nice time. Even Pete, there have been some situations where I was kind of dreading it, where I was like, eh.
What a strange statistic to have from your life.
I'm just saying, he keeps saying five.
Right? But typically you are driving like that with people you like and
that's
know,
like
right?
Me saying, boy, I don't think I've ever had steak with a racist. You know, it's like, what a weird metric for your
that
life.
You know of.
But Chris keeps, he keeps hanging on to the 5-hour thing. And I'm saying, I think even if you're not having a good time, by hour five, it, I don't know. It comes around.
You know what's funny, Bree?
It's cyclical.
They accuse me of hyperfixating on things, and maybe I do, but have you ever seen a hyperfixation like these two? Like, he's glomming on to a 5-hour analogy. It was just
that's not
a
what
conversation.
There's a lot of heat.
Yeah. That's not what hyperfixation is, because that just happened like 30 seconds ago. Hyperfixation is when you keep bringing things up like 7 days later like you do. Because it's clear you never stop thinking. That's hyperfixation.
That's hyperfixation.
Is Andrew's microphone twice as big as everyone else's?
I don't have him turned up like.
Is it just that he's excited?
I think he's just having a good time. Yeah.
Right. I started this exciting new endeavor with my friend.
It reminds
Chris.
Me when we took Phoebe to school, and we had took two cars, and I said to Nick, I'm like, look, I'm going to ride with Maureen. You ride with Phoebe so you can give her your brotherly advice, because she's not going to listen to me or her mom.
Right.
And he's like, good plan. And he said he like worked up a bunch of speeches and a bunch of wisdom, and they got in the car, and Phoebe said, I barely slept last night. I'm out. And she went to sleep and woke up when we pulled into the dorm.
It's a good move. It's a good move.
It's awesome.
And then, so Phoebe never drives when we take long trips. Like, we drive to Florida, drive to Colorado, and she sleeps the whole time. And I've said to her, like, how was your trip to Belleville? I mean, that's what it feels like, right? And then when she went to Florida with her buddies, she did the driving. She's like, oh, my God, it's horrible. Mm-hmm.
It is way better being the passenger.
Yeah, she'd never experienced it. She slept the whole way.
Yep.
What a gift from God to be able to do that.
Mm. Wake up and you're there.
Anyone want to know what my three careers were?
Yes. Very much.
Mm. Timpani player. When I was a little kid, we went to Powell Symphony Hall, and I was gobsmacked by the timpani player. And that's when I got my first drum. So that's always just seemed very classy and very niche and very like, what do you do? Oh, I play the timpani for the St. Louis Orchestra. The second one would be either a logger, although that's pretty killy. Maybe the forestry service. I just fall in love with the mountains and being a forestry kind of person. And what was my third one? A professor. The whole world of academia is very attractive to me.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of schooling.
I know. That's the drawback.
Yeah, it is.
Easier to be a logger.
Well, unless you bring like years of experience in your field, you don't have to go to school to be a professor.
What about you guys? We've all lived enough life now. So if you weren't doing this, no one's saying you don't love this, but what else attracts you?
Baseball coach, which I do anyway. Probably something like you're talking about with colleges. I like doing that kind of thing. And then maybe a preacher.
Get out.
I was going to say, she was about to go nuts on you.
You would be like the fire and brimstone.
I bet I could fake it really good to the point people would give me money.
For sure you could.
But I won't do that because that's a crime.
But you would be the yelling.
Oh,
yelling.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you'd be casting out demons and just yelling.
Yeah.
Death comes unexpectedly.
Come and get it, bro. Yeah.
Come and get it, bro.
That'd be the bro preacher.
Are we saying that to the demon?
To the demon, yeah.
Instead of get behind me, Satan, like, let's go, Satan.
And at the end of our prayer is, let's go.
Yeah, something tells me demons are messing with you or Andrew.
Let's go, church.
That's going to be
called. Can you imagine possessing Andrew for about 18 minutes and you're like, I'm out.
Lest we forget, I've been possessed. I'm still holding on to that. I still think something was going on.
All right, tell the story again.
So I would just notice, like, I just felt like there was, like, something with me. And I would notice there was, like, I would see, like, if I sat down at a restaurant, already at the restaurant table, there would be, like, gunk on the table, right? And I felt like I had read that. Hold on.
I know.
I felt like I had read this before, and so I looked it up. And a sign of demonic possession is, like, weird, almost like ectoplasmic-type stuff.
And wasn't it like a barbecue restaurant or something?
It was all various, many and various restaurants over stretches of time. And I became pretty convinced that I'm like, okay, I think there's something following me. I think there's something alongside me. And I feel like I felt like I would see things out of the corner of my eye, right? Like, there's something just right here on the shoulder.
Is this the one, Rach, that he became unpossessed by?
You just stopped thinking about it.
I kind of just forgot it. It's like that kind of.
That's how the demons go away.
I stopped thinking about it all the time, and then I just kind of forgot. And then
it's almost like it wasn't a possession.
I remembered it like months later. I was like, oh, the demon.
It was just a dirty table.
Yeah. Isn't this why you guys talk with a lisp?
What? Yeah. No, it is. It is.
Hello.
Oh, yes, yes.
There was a.
What was his name?
I don't know if we should say
Pudlicker.
Yeah, okay. We did.
What?
Yeah, we used to say it on.
It's not a dirty word.
It is.
That's my grandfather's middle name, I'll have you know. So. Yeah, that's where the Andrew voice came from.
Yeah, that was
his demon.
The demon voice, yeah.
Oh, the demon had a lisp?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, more pronounced than Andrew's.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a lisp. It's more of a
th.
Yeah.
I think it's just very odd that
go a little easy on the speech impediment there.
Sitting down at a dirty table at a restaurant means just demons following you around.
If it happens all the time,
yeah,
though,
at Carl's
going to the wrong restaurants.
It's like you're sitting down at Hardee's.
If it happens,
wow, I can't
all
believe
the time.
This table's
How
dirty.
How long are we talking? Like, for a month you thought you were possessed? A
couple months.
A couple months.
Maybe like 3 months.
Did you share this with your wife?
Yeah.
And?
She didn't agree. She didn't know what she's talking about.
And then you forgot about it.
I just kind of stopped thinking about it, and I forgot. And then about, you know, a couple months later, I was like, oh, the demon, that's right. I wonder
how do you think the demon began to possess you?
I think that it just can happen. Like, I don't think you have to
invite
it. Oh,
you've done a lot of Halloween shows.
Was this when you lived in that?
No, this was
the Mineral Springs or whatever?
No, this was like a couple of years ago. this was like 2018, 2019. And so I don't think that you have to, like, invite a demon into your personage. I think that they can just kind of attach themselves. I think it's just something that can happen. You cross one, you know, you cross one
Where
in
do
the
you
car
meet one?
Or whatever.
So you really think this?
I'm a believer in demonic possession.
Demon sees Andrew. He's like, that guy looks nice.
Which is interesting because I don't.
Swoop in.
At the mall.
I don't believe in hell, so it's not like I believe in a demon as in, like, a horned guy that jabs you with a pitchfork. It's more of like. A massive negative energy that can harm you mentally, right? And that can harm the people around you.
What's your best guess at where that originates? Like, why does that exist?
People, probably, right?
So it's an energy that people put out.
Yeah.
So a big ball of negative energy becomes like a self-sufficient entity.
Yeah. Almost something that cannot necessarily think.
That puts snot on the table at KFC.
And it puts snot on the table, and it's gross, and it's yucky. And if you take a shower in the dark because you're trying to relax,
Amy,
it just feels like
so
there's someone
to say.
In there. Go ahead, Amy. No, please, I insist.
I have nothing to add.
The demon insists.
Yeah, please.
I have nothing to add. At least you're being logical.
You know, when you describe that, you act like you walked into the library at Ghostbusters. You know, with the slime everywhere?
Yeah, yeah.
Just like are you sure it's not just like a little spot on the table?
We have
but
a
if
lot
that
of
was
schmutz
there,
in here.
If that was there everywhere you everywhere. Went, and you felt like it was really presenting itself to you everywhere you went, you'd start to notice it.
When you go to fast food places, that's what you get.
Schmutz. Ectoplasm?
No, schmutz.
Yeah, you get ectoplasm.
Schmutz.
It's everywhere.
And I felt like
we
it
done?
Was...
Yes, we're done.
I don't want to stop this. prematurely.
Well, I just I
don't
felt
want this
like
thing coming
was,
after me.
I should point out, I felt like it was appearing. Like I felt like I wasn't like I felt like I would look away and I'd look back and it, there it would be, right?
The schmutz or like an actual thing?
like a schmutz.
Oh, okay.
And so I would think like did I not notice that there before, or did that just appear there before me? Did it present itself to me? Scary stuff, man.
You know whose fault this is? It's Rachel's.
What did Rachel, I do?
You brought him in, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Didn't you bring him into the mix?
No, he brought me into the mix.
Oh.
Oh. You're
she's
smart.
His fault.
Oh, okay. Right. Yes. Oh, she's so
or was
perfect.
It the demon?
Was there was there any trace of this when you first met him?
Oh yeah.
Okay. 125 DGS. I love it. Ranji shared that two jobs that he would like to do. He'd like to be an activist judge.
Yeah.
Which is a great name for a band. Or an actor in a sexual harassment video, and he wouldn't mind being the aggressor or the victim.
Right.
Which I think is brilliant. Uh-huh. It's great. I love that.
Every time I watch him, I think, I could do better than these people.
Oh, yeah. Make it believable.
Oh, come on.
You don't feel it.
Like, and I'm,
yeah. Again, you could sell it.
I'm versatile. Mm. I could be the victim, or I could be the person who's, you know, harassing? Not such a good guy.
Yeah.
You know the harasser. Kind
of, which one is going to take more acting?
I know.
I don't want to say anything to him. Yeah. I'm going to ignore Kevin.
If we just follow you around with our iPhone, luck. We've got half the video done.
Damn.
Do you think the actors study him and they're like, I'm really getting a sense of a guy here.
Jeez.
I know.
You know what I think is ironic is in the ones for our company, they have the good and bad people, right? And the good and the bad is always like a big dumpy guy who kind of looks too much like me. And then the good is like it's always like a pretty girl. And the guy has been consistent through everything, but they replace the girl like every three videos, which makes me think, ironically, that the bad actor guy must be so horrible to work with and so difficult to work with. That these women are like quitting after like just a couple.
Maybe
of videos
it's the director.
Like, this is not worth it.
Maybe it's the director, and he's not very good to women. You
You're
thought
right,
about
Chris.
That? Mm-hmm.
Defending awful men everywhere.
That's
around
you. That's
it's like someone called in an airstrike on you or something.
This doesn't even make any sense.
They're just I.
That's for saying I wouldn't it, be fun
I swear,
to live
I swear
in a truck
to God,
with.
This is true. I missed the first 4 seconds of what Andrew said, and by the time I got there, he was just Charlie Brown's teacher. Yeah. He could have been talking about anything. He was just moving his mouth, and I'm like, it'll stop soon enough.
That's what we say in the office before the show. He'll stop.
Oh, he's trying. It's
what,
not working,
what
but
sort
he's trying.
Of activist judge?
I could be bought. I have nothing in mind right now. I just,
yeah.
I want people to complain about me.
Whoever offers the most first.
Right. Then that'll be my cause.
Oh, you know, we should do. We should make our own video.
Of?
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Good idea. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Do I play both parts?
I think we make one of each and right. Let people decide which you're better at.
If you play Chris with the hat and then Chris with the hat off, people will think it's two different guys.
All right.
Yeah.
I think he just slammed it, but...
He did.
Okay.
I hate him.
135 DGS. We have a full show for you today. Going to talk to our buddy Ricky Horton. We have Think Tank coming up with Mike Elam, Alvin Reed. Can I tell you guys the dumbest thing that happened last night? So I'm in bed, and I'm in that, like, pretty cozy stage. Not asleep, but, you know, getting close. Mm-hmm. And then I had the thought, so I'm a back sleeper, and I'm laying on my back, and I had the thought, can I just sit up? Like, I forgot whether humans could just sit up.
Mm-hmm. Like, without using your hands.
Without using your hands, without rolling to one side, just like in the game Don't Wake Daddy. Just like, you just sit up. Now, there's a real easy way to tell. I could have just tried it, but I was too cozy and I didn't want to mess it up. So I just laid there for another 20 minutes trying to remember times that I had just sat up. And all I had to do was just sit up.
Like the Undertaker video where he's just like,
yeah, exactly.
But so it would have ruined the whole cozy moment.
It's true.
Right.
I would have been taken out of the moment. Then I could have started thinking about bad things.
Yep.
So I just laid there in my coziness.
Yeah.
Wondering, can humans.
Did you try it in the morning?
No, I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Can
you should try it before sleeping
time.
Do
you guys know without trying it whether that's possible?
This is so weird. The only reason I do know is because I don't know if Mason Jar had that thought like last week, and he's like, "Can you just sit up?"
And hey, me and the jar.
It. There you
I
go.
Know. And so we both like did it, but I don't. It's like doing an exercise. It's not how I wake up in the morning.
Right.
It's like doing a crunch.
But you could.
Yeah, it's a crunch.
It.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Depends on the
That's
day.
So funny.
Sometimes it's, you got to rock a little bit.
Yeah, it's easier for some of us than others, I think.
Because what a freaky thing.
It's weird. Yeah.
Let's say that you're in a new relationship and you move into that stage. And then you roll over in the morning, you're like, morning, beautiful. And they're just like,
like rising from their coffin.
Yeah. Yes. That's exactly right. It's the Dracula.
It's so unnatural.
It's the Dracula.
Yeah. They're levitating 1 inch above the mattress.
And I'm pretty sure, like, my feet came up a little bit, right? Like, you almost start to go into a deep position.
Yeah, you have to a little bit.
If someone held your feet,
you could definitely do it easier. Yeah. Yeah. You got to have that leverage.
I love that we're talking about this.
Yeah, this is great.
Have you seen this TikTok trend where women are getting out like a broom and then they hold it and they step over it and then their husbands can't do it?
Yeah. Right.
There's something else like that where men...
It's the thing where like they're...
Put your head on the wall.
But you're like... Well, the one I've seen is you're on all fours and then the women can put the arms behind their back and still hold their position and the guys all face plant.
Huh.
And I guess it's, you're just the upper bodies are too heavy.
The one I saw is if a guy bends over and puts his head against the wall... Then something happens.
We'll just leave it at that.
Try it. No, I'm being serious. Will you try it?
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Yes,
just
do it,
just go stand by the wall and lean over and put so only your head is touching the wall.
Okay.
And then I think you can't get back is what it is.
So like what angle are we getting to? Are we getting to 90 degrees?
I'll do it.
Okay, you do it. Because I don't understand what I'm
supposed to
do.
Okay. So,
Dave is walking over to the wall.
Is it like you can't use your hands?
Okay, so so you get now, so you can't stand back up is the thing, like that.
Dave, are you okay?
You made it.
Yeah, did it.
It's not easy, right? It's work without your arms to swing to give you a little bit of momentum, right?
Now let's see if you can do it at all.
Do that thing.
Yeah.
All right, probably fall.
I hope he falls.
Just make sure you send a letter to my child.
I hope he just falls forward.
Oh, we'll send a letter.
How far away? Like
far enough that it's not easy.
He's putting his hands behind his back and his head on the wall.
Oh, wow.
He's in absolutely no trouble.
That was the Dracula.
That was him.
That's a 90-degree
underneath,
angle.
Underneath the insulation, there are still abs.
It's got to have something to do with your low center of gravity.
I mean, everything does.
You try, Ranj.
Did I do it right?
I can't do it. Too tall.
You do it. Everybody, all the other guys
do
it. Come on, Ranj.
Over that far.
Andrew, get in here and do it.
I'll try Ranj, it.
You got to do it.
Okay. This is fun.
One of the saddest things I've ever seen is when Andrew told us he could break dance.
Did
he do it, Tom Cruise? Take over the party?
He just laid down. I swear to God.
What?
He just, hey, buddy.
He's in the studio.
All right, Andrew.
We're talking about when you tried to break dance.
You got to go a little further away, and you got to get more like a 90 degree.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my gosh. You really need a camera.
Oh, man, that's a concussion. He got good.
Wasn't too bad.
They're both better than me. They got good bounce.
Yeah. Did you?
What?
It's probably.
We did not hear the noises you made. Now.
Good.
Yeah.
What are you waiting for your next assignment?
Wait. Hold on.
Do it again, Andrew.
So what was this breakdancing thing?
Yeah.
You tried to break dance and all you did was lay down.
He's gonna go back to his microphone.
I think he wanted to do the worm, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, the worm. Okay.
They're going to wonder why there's all these grease marks on the wall.
Can you try to do it again in here?
No. The worm? So wait, where were you? Were you in public?
No, we were in the
old 97.1.
Oh, okay.
Right. And just on air, he said,
I can break dance. And I'm like, please do. And then it took him a long time to get on the ground, and then he laid there.
No, because I really thought I could, which is why I did it the first time. And I ended up hurting myself pretty bad.
No one thinks they can break dance.
What break dance move? Were you spinning the worm?
The worm.
Were you
doing it was the worm.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was pretty convinced that I could do it, and I really did think that I could.
Why?
And I couldn't.
Why did you think that?
In the past, were you able
vibes,
to?
Vibes, I guess.
Vibes?
Yeah.
I can vibe it.
You've seen people do stuff, and you're like, that don't look that hard.
I always thought breakdancing looked really hard.
Yeah, it does look hard.
Yeah, amazingly hard.
Looks like the most
and then I tried to do something
figure.
With it.
Yeah, right?
Spinning on your head?
I tried to do something with a headstand, right?
Yeah.
And there was,
I remember that.
That had a vague success. Because that was something we were all doing.
Not.
Yeah, no, I did it okay.
You
what did you do?
Not.
Up against a wall.
A headstand?
Yeah.
Did you guys do that all the time when you were kids?
No.
Headstands?
I'm not trying to make fun of you.
Oh,
I don't
did it
remember
all the
vague success. I'll accept it if you say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm not trying to be mean.
All right, well.
But I don't remember a headstand.
Did you make
two,
it up?
Two against one, I suppose. I must have.
No, not make it up. Did you make it up?
Oh.
To the headstand.
Maybe I didn't. In my memory, I did.
Thus, the vagaries.
Okay, so here's
the memory that told him
that
he could do the worm.
Is this you or the demon talking?
Well, here's the problem. I remember doing it, but I also remember
stand on your head.
I remember seeing myself do it, which is not possible. So I must have, yeah.
I said stand on your head. More vague.
But the fact that my memory is third person.
Leave it open to interpretation. Thus say I.
Let them tell tales. But yeah, memory being in third person is not a good sign. Because that means it probably didn't happen, right?
Is that ketchup or ectoplasm? It's vague, isn't it?
Also, in my memory, I'm wearing the same shirt. There's no way.
My memory, too.
Yeah.
If that's the liquor, do you just hang up that phone?
No, there's no way. There's no way this actually happened. I think you guys are right.
I think I'm possessed by a demon. What makes you think that? Well, I went to the restaurant and there was crap on the table. There was like ketchup or something. That's it.
Whew. And yeah,
it didn't look like ketchup. It looked like it was like yellowish.
So mustard.
Mustard.
The worst demonic possession of all time. He saw mustard and he made him vaguely stand on his head. Exorcist 4.
He's the most.
Exorcist 4.
He's possessed by Frenches.
Meanwhile, I'm coming here to work and I'm sitting out of my old desk out there like, they have no idea. The darkness that dwells within me.
I'm so cold. The window's open.
And Rachel's like, why is Andrew covered in mustard?
The demon's name is Dijon.
Dude. I hate him so much, but I love him.
The demon seems to be some sort of French person.
You're a special guy.
This is why I don't plan for the show that much. If there's no planning for this, then we do the demon thing. Yeah, I go to break. Welcome to DGS on KMOX. Coming up top of the hour, Chet Pleban's going to update us on the Trump trial. Evidently, there's some interesting stuff, some interesting testimony today. Probably have Chet on each day or a couple of times a week to do that. All this stuff about, women can do this physically, men cannot do this physically, XYZ, takes me back to the magic of the local carnival. I know you guys had them in Granite City. We had them in South Roxana. And so much of it was based on that. Like, remember the rope ladder that you had to climb up? And the carny could climb it really easily. And then you would fall and it would spin around. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Or the Coke bottles. The one, like, a little ring. Do I sound like Mr. Burns right now?
No. I did the Coke bottles. You had to throw the
little
ring
on
the
ring.
Bottle.
Yes.
That one I remember. I don't know this ladder.
There's the bowling ball thing where you push it and it goes over the hump and then it comes back.
Yeah.
Like, those just frustrated me. So, I mean, duh, that's why carnivals do it, because it looks so easy.
Right.
But, anywho.
An illusion.
Yeah.
I used to love carnivals.
Yeah.
Just, no, I can't. I couldn't now because of... Well, I'm an adult man, but with no kids, so I couldn't go to a carnival.
Yeah, it'd be a little
weird. They'd be watching you.
I can't trust a ride that they fold up and they drive and then they unfold it.
Oh,
and then they fold it again and then they drive and they unfold. Come on.
I feel like those things are, even the smaller rides, I mean, not like the speedboats, but, you know, like those kind of rides, the Tilt-A-Whirl and the Rampage and such, those are so much more dangerous than like a Six Flags.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
But the Gravitron is the best.
Which one's that?
That's the one where it looks like a spaceship. And you go inside it, so you're actually covered in there, and then it spins, and you get stuck to the wall, and you try
Tom's
to move.
Tom's Twister.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are fun.
Do they still have that at Six Flags?
I don't
the
know.
Tom's Twister?
I thought someone fell in it, and then they closed
what?
It. What? Yeah.
There's always an urban legend like that. That was one of the first times I got caught really, really lying my ass off, was I was terrified of any of those rides, and I just wouldn't do them. And I'd been to Six Flags, and I saw the Tom's Twister, and my friends did it, so I had a vague idea of it that you're pinned against a wall. And then a couple weeks later, some kids were talking about it. I'm probably 12. And I'm like, oh, yeah, my favorite part was when it really gets going. And then you can release yourself and you can crawl around in it. And they're all like, what? I know. Rach is laughing. I know. And I was just, and it just, I'm just so stupid. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh.
The one thing you could do was far, like when it first started building up.
Like
the...
they've been in it and I haven't.
It's like, it reminded me of 40-year-old virgin. He's like, yeah, they're like bags of sand.
That's exactly. That's exactly. So I'm like, dude, first of all, you can't let yourself out. Secondly, you can't crawl around in there. I'm like, I don't know. It seemed like I was crawling around.
They let me do it special because I don't know.
Yeah, it's like it's after hours. Okay, I forgot to say that. It's after hours.
So that one, they strapped you in on that one.
I was never inside it. I don't know.
Because the ones that stand up against the wall.
Right, right.
You
and then
know.
Like when the centrifugal force would first kick in, you could like
the floor
push
dropped.
Yourself up higher so you'd be up near the top.
So
and
you
then
could do it?
You could move, yeah.
Well, all the Tom's Twister, right. I don't think you
I've never
in.
Been on the Tom's Twister. I've only been
floor
on the other ones.
Out.
The floor right,
dropped.
The floor drops out.
Yeah.
And you're stuck to the wall and you can like lift your hand a little bit and then it gets smacked back.
So you know the ride, they used to call it the Rush Street Flyer. I don't know if it's, is it still called that?
No.
Okay, you ever seen the video of a carnival of a smaller version of that, and the thing is spinning, and it starts to spin too fast, and they can't stop it, so it's wobbling back and forth, and all the carnival goers
like,
rush up to it to hold it down
I saw
so it
that.
Doesn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Like yikes. That's
like it was about
right
to come
there.
Off the ground. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Like it was about to fall over.
Yep.
That's exactly why.
That was just
why.
A few years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like 2 or 3 years ago.
Terrifying.
Yeah, I knew. Very early on that I should not really partake in gambling because when I was introduced to the quarter machine, the thing that shoves the quarters off, I lost my mind. I lost my mind. Yeah.
It's another one of those things though, that looks way easier than it is.
Oh, yeah. No, I was literally crawling on my hands and knees around the beer tent. Because the drunken beer people would drop money, and I was crawling around in their beer mud, trying to find quarters to go. Yeah, and I remember, like, I was old enough to go, like, you got a problem,
but it can't stop.
That's where it starts.
And now they have those like in Vegas. That's a big deal.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Quarter machines.
Yeah, where did I? They
except that they're chips.
I haven't been there in a long. Right. It was a. Yeah, you put in a chip, and if you knock them out, you win whatever.
Tell you what, I'm exceptional at the claw machine.
Are you?
Oh yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh I'm
you're
so
good at that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever gotten anything out of those, but I don't remember doing it very much.
Yeah.
Like, what's your percentage?
Oh, 80%.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're
last thing
I got
investment.
Was a stuffed 8-ball. It was like a little plush 8-ball, and
is
I've
that
lost
what you were
it.
Going for.
Yep.
Duh.
Come on, man.